soundbite A as an apple. Disc 5, Howard Vogel.
My name is Howard W. Vogel. My serial number was 17048335. I was in the Army during World War II. I was in 910th Anti-Aircraft and Anti-Tank Battalion Division. We had 40 millimeters mostly for anti-tank and anti-aircraft guns. As I recall some of the information going back, of course now I am making this tape on the 10th day of May 1983. I am 63 years old and I'll do the best to recall what I can back during the war. Some of it may not be easy, but a lot of it is still in my mind. As I recall some of the events, we were to an engagement to free a camp where they had the slaves in. They call it a concentration camp, as I recall. It was a few miles from the railroad station down at Birch's Gardens. I can't even recall the name of the concentration camp, but as I recall, there was between 3,000 and 5,000 prisoners there. When we arrived, we were set to go there. I can't even remember the particular date now in my mind. But anyway, we were to go there in the morning. And we arrived there at approximately 7 o'clock in the morning. And the gates were all locked, but we found no Germans around. And so we broke the locks on the gate and went in. And of course, all the prisoners told us that the Germans had just left about 30 minutes before. So of course, they were happy to know that the Americans had come to free them. And we gave them some food and cigarettes. And of course, there was, as I recall, there were all kinds of nationalities of people there, Polish, mostly all foreigners. As I recall, I don't think there were many Jews. I think by that time, most all the Jews had been disposed of in other concentration camps. Well, I don't know, as I recall, I think we were there an hour or two talking to the, you know, with the rest of the men. I was there with my, I was a PFC, and I was there with my sergeant, and we had a couple of trucks, and there was about a dozen men, and then we had a couple other trucks and another dozen men, two other trucks, usually about six men to a truck, so as I recall, I think we had about four trucks and about two dozen men. And of course, there was no problems, except that the prisoners were all happy and they looked sad and they half starved to death, I guess, mostly. Well, anyway, there was one old man there. He must have been about in his, I would say, in his 50s. He was Polish, but he could speak English. And he told us about all his family and his two brothers being murdered because of that they had worked on a project up at the Eagle's Nest on an underground, which he said was rumored to us, where they had Goring had his all the loot that they had stolen from Germany and Paris work in Hitler's room too. And he said he knew about it because his two brothers had been on the work gang that had helped build this underground, and that one day he had exchanged and went with his, in place of his brother, to work on it. But then he was never supposed to go to work on that, he said. He was supposed, you know, he took the place of his brother by to go see one day. And then shortly after it was built, they killed his two brothers and everybody that had worked on the project, you know. And they didn't know that he had made a trip there, so I guess they figured they, according to him, he figured there was nobody alive that knew where this underground was built, where they had this loot all stored. So he said he would show us where it was, if, you know, if we would, you know, if we take him up there. Well, so of course we did. We, the sergeant and I, and we took two trucks, 12 men, and he showed us the way. We went up the mountain to the Eagle's Nest, and it was the day after they had bombed it. That they had bombed it, and the place was still in ruins, and there's all, it was still smoking from fires and stuff that we could have, you know, we could even see it when we was down in the, below the mountain there, in the city by the railroad track and so forth. So he took us up there, and we went, and we found it all right, and took a lot of pictures. I was the only one that had a camera, I had a little old Kodak camera, which I had took a lot of pictures. I don't know, I think I had one time about 50 rolls of film, but I didn't take that many up there. I took a lot of films up there, which some of them is what you have in your collection that I gave you, myself and some of my sergeant, some of the men that was with us. Well, anyway, we looked around and went inside. Of course, the lights was off, and we used flashlights and went through the whole house, and most of the furniture and everything was still there.
This is the end of Soundbite A. Soundbite B is next.